So yesterday I was in Chipotle, and on the way checking out for my burrito bowl, the guy at the cash register saw my camera. So he's like, yo, he was like, you're a photographer? I'm like, yeah. He was like, well, I got a lot of questions for you. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I didn't know, like, he had a lot of questions for real. But by the time it was time for me to check out, like, he was like, I got questions for you for real, for real. So I was like, all right, I got you. So literally, as he's checking out, he literally, of course, like, the line is getting longer. He starts asking me a couple of questions. And then he eventually, like, grabs somebody else from the back of Chipotle and is just like, hey, cover the register while I ask this guy some questions. So I'm like, all right, this guy, I don't know how long this is going to be. So we go over to the side, and he's just like, yo, I'm trying to get into photography. He was like, what do you think? What camera do I need? All of this stuff. And I was like, bro, I was like, you know, pretty much the usual spiel of just like, yo, like, what camera do you have now? Like, what, how much money are you trying to spend on a camera? And, you know, ultimately, you know, he just told me his budget and, you know, the camera that he had before and just did all of this information. And, you know, ultimately, literally halfway through me talking to him, I just stopped and I was like, bruh, just like get whatever you can and just take as many pictures as possible. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, you know, I'm trying to think like as far as a portfolio, like do I need a website? And, you know, it really just took me back to the beginning when I was first getting into like photography, videography. You guys know I'm a all around content creator. I take photos, I do videos for big brands, independent artists, independent, you know, real estate. I do music, all of the music that's on this podcast. I produce all of this music. I record my podcast, edit it, all that stuff. So across the board, like over a 10-year span of me being creative, I've accrued all of these skills. But it's interesting because at the same time, I remember, you know, and even still like, to this day, I go through it sometimes. It's like when you're trying to learn something, you not really just try to emulate the end result immediately, but you really want to have the best things that you possibly can have. You know what I'm saying? And I think it comes from a belief that you need the best things to get the best result. And I think there's nothing more crippling to any creative than wanting the best things or feeling like you need the best tools to do good work. And again, that's not to say if you don't have the funds to do it, you know what I'm saying? To go out and do that. I definitely think if you can, that's great. But I also think, you know, if you're just starting out and you're wanting to be creative, whether it's learn photography, learn how to edit videos, whatever the case may be, I think sometimes, you know, in my journey and experience, there have been a few moments where I was able to get whatever the best thing was for me to use. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was an interface to record audio through, or whether it was a certain lens or whatever. But I think sometimes that can be crippling because usually you still need the skills to make that thing work its best. You know what I'm saying? It's just like there's $300 camera lenses, and then there's $1,500 camera lenses. There's $2,000 camera lenses, or an interface which you record a podcast through. Like there's $200 ones, there's $1,500 ones. But sometimes the ones that are way more expensive, they got more buttons, they got more tools, there's more things you need to know about the lens specifically in order to make it work the best. And if you're just now starting out, all of those super nuanced details that apply to just that piece of machinery, just that tool, can really hinder you from spending more time on the things that matter the most. You know what I'm saying? The things that, you know, allow you to start where you are. You know what I'm saying? For instance, if you're a photographer, you know, you really just need to start learning about composition. You really just need to start learning about lighting. I mean, those two things alone, I mean, three things I'd say, your composition, your lighting, and just understanding whatever camera it is that you have in regards of like shutter speed, aperture, ISO. Like those are things that you can learn anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You can sit in your room, you can sit outside, and you can use your sister, your cousin, your friends. These are all things that you can practice and get down to understanding. But I think sometimes when you have all of that extra stuff, it really, it gets confusing. You know what I'm saying? You start to bring more things into the pot before you even have a solid understanding of anything. And I think even beyond just being a creative, I think sometimes that's what we do in life. We know what we want to do, what we think we have an idea of what we want to do, and we go out there and we try to emulate or we try to get the things that are, or the things that seem to be what's necessary. And when we get them prematurely, again, like it takes us off track. And then we can get confused, we can get overwhelmed, and then sometimes we just stop, you know what I'm saying? And we don't stop because we're not interested, we don't stop because, you know, we're not driven, we're not passionate or whatever, but, you know, we started doing too much too soon. And that's why even now, later on in my journey, like, I find myself at this point where, you know, even though I was fortunate enough to, you know, be able to get certain gear and certain tools and stuff like that, now, you know, even myself, I'm looking at certain things and I'm trying to simplify. Because at the end of the day, when you simplify, you're able to, you know, I feel like sometimes having too much can feel like not having enough, because you come in and you look at, you know, gear, or you look at stuff that you have. Sometimes, like I said, I'm using this example specifically because I do creative work. But even in regards of just life, period, when people look in their homes and stuff, sometimes you're just like, you look around and you have so much stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like. And it, again, it's just like people who may be in a certain space and, you know, they're like, man, like I can't work right if my space is cluttered. And I think some of us don't realize how cluttered our life is by stuff that we've just accrued over time, because we thought, oh, this would look super dope here, or this would be great to have because I'm going to use it for this. And then we never use it for that. Or we get it and then we forget we have it. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many little knickknacks and stuff that we add to our lives over time that we think are going to improve them, that we think we're going to add to it. But really, it subtracts the attention that we can give to the few things that matter. You know what I'm saying? So, again, it was just one of those things where I feel like I say it's one of those things a lot. I think instead of saying and but, I think it's one of those things is one of those things. But again, you know, if you are someone who is trying to simplify your life, if you feel like your life is a little bit hectic, if you feel like, you know, you can never really just get a firm start on anything, you always just get lost in the sauce, or just like, you know, I don't know, you just go out to do something and you look up and it's just like, what did I even sit down here to do? It could be because there's just so many small distractions around you that they're not registering as distractions, because you got them when you were in the mindset of like genuine, like wanting to like add to your potential, the potential of your home, the potential of your life, the potential of your creative ability, whatever. But I think when you don't do that, I think when you focus on the basics, I think one, it allows you to, I think the most important thing that allows you to, when you focus on the basics of, you know, photography or having a healthy relationship or whatever, I think when you, the more you spend time learning the fundamentals, it will project you into learning beyond that. And then when it is time for you to actually get whatever that next thing is that you feel like is going to add into the mix or actually help you, you can do it from a place of true understanding. And at that point, chances are you've worked on your skill or whatever, your ability to perform or whatever, and it'll give you the opportunity to go out and get something that's actually going to help you. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a perfect example. Like, I know me, when I was first starting out with photography, like, there were so many little things I thought I needed. Like, oh, yo, this gimbal, this thing, this, that. And throughout the years, like, there's so many things that I picked up that if I knew what I knew now, I'd be like, yo, this is actually the worst gimbal to get for what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start to make decisions based off of, like, a new beginner you. And because you don't even have the knowledge about what it takes to do that job for real, you get stuff that seems like it works and it doesn't really. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if someone's getting a guitar or a piano, it's like if you're just a beginner, you may look at some, you know, I don't know, Ibanez or some guitar and one, like, yo, that guitar looks fire. And you're looking at the colors and stuff on it and the strings and everything, and you don't even know the difference between a flat wound string, or you don't even know the difference between the different types of wood that they're made from or whatever. So you can have a guitar that'll last you the rest of your life versus a guitar that'll only be good for, you know, 5 years, and it has these weird resonant sounds that come off of it because the wood isn't right or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I think when you take your time and you focus on the fundamentals, it allows you to save money. You know what I'm saying? It allows you to save interactions. It allows you to save, you know, the unnecessary mistakes. You're going to make mistakes either way along the learning process, but it allows you to avoid making those unnecessary ones. And again, from a tool creative home side of it, it allows you to save money. And then, you know, versus someone who, you know, spend $50 here, $10 here, $200 here, $500 here, $30 here, you know, over a course of 5 years, when you look back, you're like, damn, I've spent like $4,000 on stuff that, like, I don't even know where it is. I don't even use anymore. You may be like, yo, let me just spend $4,000 on this one thing. You know what I'm saying? I spent $4,000 on this one guitar, and this guitar is it's a Martin, or it's a, what's it called? I can't remember the other one, but it's just one of those top tier guitars, and I'll have this for the rest of my life. As long as I keep it tuned up, as long as I keep it, you know, in great condition, this thing will last me forever. And you wind up filling your space or your tool bag or your life with things of quality, and they just last you forever. You know what I'm saying? So I think, long story long, I think, like I said, just having that conversation with that kid yesterday, just talking about, you know, the cameras and stuff like that, it's like, as much as there's, again, like, there are great cameras, if you have the money to go out and get it, there are cameras that may be more expensive and good to just start off. But when you really focus on the fundamentals of, you know, cultivating that skill, when you really focus on the fundamentals of, you know, building your life out in the way that you want it to be, whether it's starting a business, again, whether it's how to be, you know, trusting in a relationship, or whether it's, you know, how to, you know, be transparent, or how to love somebody. Like, these all fit in that same arena of just things that you have to, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Even me, like, when I was younger, I used to think in order to show someone, like, I cared about them or, like, loved them, I had to always go, like, above and beyond. Like, oh, man, I'll go do this extreme thing for you. I'll just, you know what I'm saying? And again, like, sometimes that is what love means. It does mean, like, going above and beyond for someone. But sometimes it's as simple as sitting down and listening to them when they're talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying nothing back, just, like, being there. Sometimes it's, yo, picking up the phone at 3 a.m. when you are tired as hell, but you're just like, yo, what's up? Like, how you good? You know what I'm saying? Like, those things go just as far. And again, there are moments where going above and beyond, you know, conveys that too, but it doesn't always have to be so extreme. You know what I'm saying? And again, this is still nuanced, so it registers different, because certain people are just more inclined to do certain things. But in the back of your mind, you have to keep in mind that it doesn't always take all of that. And you can always start small to get the same result if you're doing it consistently. You know what I'm saying? If you're chipping away at it day by day, and all of the little ways that show, you know, those micro improvements over time, you're going to get the same result. And it's going to cost you less. You know what I'm saying? It takes less energy to stay on track than it does to get off track and have to get back on. So that's just what I wanted to share with you guys today, in regards of just, you know, just minimizing your life, keeping things simple, and not overcomplicating your interests, not overcomplicating your goals, not overcomplicating your aspirations or what you want out of life. One of my favorite quotes is, you know, the fastest way, what is it? The best way to eat an elephant is piece by piece. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is that you're trying to do, like, break it down as small as possible and then just chip away at it, and eventually you'll be able to get it done. So I hope this resonated with someone. I hope someone found this helpful. If it did, please put it in motion, and I'm sure that you will see the results and the benefits of it in your life. And I hope you guys enjoy your week. Take care.